This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
First-time callers, we have a little incentive for you today. We have fun on Friday. It's Fulton Friday today, by the way. We have a Fulton Sheen quote for you, the famous orator. Actually had higher TV ratings than Milton Berle.
Wow.
He was like the, I don't know, I guess the Bill O'Reilly of that time, but
I was thinking of Uncle Milty. I mean, holy cow.
He did. And when he debuted his show, it was the show, and he had a chalkboard. It was a little Glenn Beck-like. He'd just have a chalkboard, and literally, it was him and a chalkboard, and that was number one on TV. Talk about simplicity. So, Fulton Friday, we'll give you a little of his wisdom today. And if you're a first-time caller, I have two prizes for the first-time callers, and you have to be the first two first-time callers, so get in now, 701-258-0550. We have MyPillow pillows, and we have MyPillow beach towels. You notice I'm wearing a short-sleeve shirt today?
I did notice that.
You can look on social media, too. This will be up in a moment, and we can share it everywhere on KFIRE's Facebook and WDAY's and KTGO's and KLTC's and who did I forget? AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. So you follow any of those on your social media, you find it there. Todd, will you share on your personal page? I'll do the same on mine. And then you can see what you can win. I figured it was nice enough out, we could give away beach towels today. So I have beach towels, and I have a double pack of MyPillow pillows. And what we're going to do is first two callers that call us this half hour. You got to be a first-time caller. And you got to call now at 800-228-0550. I have prizes for you. And we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline ready to go. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the full hour with your calls, questions, and comments. I don't know why I got a call from Mar-a-Lago asking for the call-in number, but I did. I don't know what that means. The question was, when is Senator Cramer on, and what number could we call him at? And I said, well, who's calling? They said, never mind.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know what that means.
Okay.
So I gave him 271-1100, Kevin.
All right.
I mean, put him in with everybody else, right? 701-271-1100. Okay. So that's next hour. But you might want to watch that line a little closer than you already do. Okay?
Got it.
And we also have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. That's 855-200-1776. The good folks at Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo hotline. Because that's what we do. We turn to the storm. And we got ourselves a storm, folks. We got ourselves a storm of all storms right now. I noticed on Chad Pergram's Twitter feed, Chad is a great producer for Fox News. He knows what's happening in the Capitol. Really, really good. If you follow his Twitter feed, you kind of stay ahead of all the craziness in the Capitol. He's got a picture of the U.S. Capitol with this giant storm cloud behind it. It's unbelievable. I've got to use that at some point because that's clearly what we have. That's what we have right now. Why do we have a storm cloud? What is the storm cloud? Well, in my mind, it's a couple of things. One, we lost a voice so important to helping us fight this battle, who's fought it for 30 years, who's someone single-handedly responsible more than even Newt Gingrich was in the incredible takeover by the conservatives in 2000. I'm losing track of my years. When did Newt and company take over? 94. Clinton won in 92, and Clinton and all the crap he wanted to do, pardon my French, was stopped by the Republican Congress in 94. Very instrumental. Very instrumental in that. That led the way, by the way, to the economic boom that happened in this country, not only under Clinton, but also well into the Bush years. And despite Obama's best tries with anemic growth, that legacy that really started with Reagan was renewed in the 90s with the Republican Congress and continued. And what Trump did for the economy in 4 years is unlike anything anybody else has done. But Trump's gone for now. He may come back at some point if a court actually awakens to the grand theft larceny that happened in election 2020. There, I said it! They ripped us off. Scott, you're crazy. The election's over. It's done. Okay, anybody that says that, here's what you got to do. You got to watch Absolute Proof, 2-hour documentary, or the evidence from Absolute Proof at MichaelJLindell.com or LindellTV.com. Just watch it and then call us and tell us what you think is poppycock. Or listen to the interviews that I've done with General Thomas McInerney, Matt DiPernell, the guy that has busted the crooks in Michigan, Antrim County. Let me just give you quick notes on Antrim County, okay? It's a small county in Michigan. It has always gone Republican since the beginning of time. This year it went for Biden. So somebody said, whoa, wait a minute. One of the voters said this isn't right. He got an attorney. The attorney's name was Matt DiPernell. Matt DiPernell said, I want to investigate these voting machines. He got a forensic team to go into these voting machines, and he found all the corruption, all the manipulation. And guess what? 775 votes had been pulled into Antrim County from somewhere else in the ether and gave the state, the county rather, to Joe Biden. And guess what the county auditor said? Oh, we made a mistake. Oh, sure you did. Sure you made a mistake. Votes come from another county? You call that a mistake? I call that theft. I could go on and on and on. Listen to the interviews, watch the evidence, and then call me if you think it's crazy. That's the storm cloud. Rush is gone. They're stealing elections. Joe Biden is shredding North Dakota's economy before your eyes with these, dare I say, jihadist attacks on the oil and gas industry, on coal, this insanity of climate action. They don't call it global warming anymore because they got busted on that one.
Look at Texas right now. How can you call it global warming?
Yeah. How's that working out for Texas, that global warming thing? So they changed it to climate change, and now it's just climate action. The arrogance of that is unbelievable. All right. Terry and Moorhead, you're on deck. We start with Terry and Hazen, first-time caller. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I don't know if you're talking to me, but I'm in Hazen, but that's beside the point. Just wondering, I heard this morning on the thing from Biden I heard this morning is he's going to allocate $10 billion to foreign countries for COVID. And I'm just wondering, we have elderly and everybody else that is looking to get vaccinated. It's just a mindless thing that Biden and the Democratic Party is doing is just so untruthful and just mind-boggling that I don't know how anybody could even be a Democrat, let alone an ultra-liberal and just a nutcase. So it's just insane. I had to make a comment, I guess.
I don't blame you, Terry. This is the first time you called the show. Terry, is that right?
This is my first time.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, boy, I'm about 300 years old, so probably 250. No, I've been 20, 25 years.
God bless you, Terry. God bless you.
Let's say I've aged 300 years in the last couple months.
There you go. Well, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold, and Daniel's going to pick the phone up, and he's going to say, do you want a beach towel or do you want a pair of pillows? Your choice as a first-time caller. And, by the way, we also are taking first-time callers to our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. Where did Tara go? Tara was on hold as the other first-time caller, and I don't see Tara there anymore.
Nope.
So let me go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt is the next in line, first-time caller. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey, Scott. I was a long-time listener here, and I didn't get on like yesterday talking about, you know, Russia's passing. The first time I remember him, it was in, I believe it was August of 1988. He was talking about the Gorbachevs, you know, how the press was going crazy over Mikhail Gorbachev, and he talked about the Gorbachevs they were having and stuff. And that, I thought,
did
boy,
you, did you laugh when you heard
pretty
that?
Interesting. Yeah, I did. It kind of caught my, it caught my ear, and I've been listening, you know, to him.
I think the most undervalued asset of Rush Limbaugh was his humor. He he presented these things with humor. Now, some people got turned off by his humor. The hatred directed at him misusing his humor is unbelievable, but you're right. Love those Rush tributes. Keep them going as long as you want to bring them, folks, on this program for sure. Matt, hang on. You tell Daniel, who's our ace call screener, I want a pair of pillows or I want a beach towel. Your choice, and we'll make sure you get it. First-time callers, we love them, we love them, we love them. 800-228-0550. More of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good-paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around.
A fellow by the name of Luke Combs there, who I thought was kind of one of those tough, rough and rumble country guys, but he's turned into a pansy now. Apologies. apologizing for what again?
It's the cancel culture. He's apologizing for using the Confederate flag in some of his past videos. But the guy's from Carolina. I mean, he's from, you know.
Well, is the Confederate flag something that is real?
Oh, it's racist.
No, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a part of history.
Yep, it is real, yep.
Yeah, this is
kind of like many country videos you'd have to nix because they had a Confederate flag.
Oh, we can't, of course, we can't watch Dukes of Hazzard anymore either. Can't have
when are we going to stop apologizing?
Oh, please, right?
I mean, this is just ridiculous. The sins of those in slavery are known to everyone. Okay, but I don't see Confederate flags in the thing slavery. I think a different era of a country that we built. It doesn't mean you condone slavery. I think, by the way, anybody that doesn't condone slavery, first of all, is it mine to condone even? I mean, like it's abhorrent to me. I think a modern day slavery is what we do with abortion.
Well,
as bad as abortion was and is, as bad as slavery was, as bad as the Holocaust was, now what we're doing is something I believe is worse, and nobody apologizes for it. We kill little babies.
Well, it's like our brother Leon Francis says, too. I mean, real slavery is really happening all over Africa,
right,
all over parts of the world.
Still,
to this day. Yeah. But nobody's yelling about that.
Give those countries $10 billion to get
out of it. Didn't even mention that.
No.
And by the way, why did Ted Cruz apologize for going on a vacation? Can't you go on a vacation as your U.S. senator?
I went on that yesterday afternoon. I'm like, these kids want to go on vacation, so they go on vacation. I mean, how many times have we rolled our eyes and gone, okay, I don't really want to go, but all right, let's go. And so we did. And now he had to come back. Oh,
I just don't get it.
How dare he leave when people are suffering?
I don't get it. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. By the way, the robes are in short supply right now. So if you want a robe really bad, you've heard me talk about how much my wife loved her robe.
Mine loves hers.
Yeah. So if you see Carrie, Todd's wife, you see Maria, my wife, tell them you understand that they have a great husband who gave them the best gift ever. Just tell them that. And the robes are going to be tough to get right now. The pillows, the sheets, the dog beds, the mattress toppers, they got them all. The gift cards, if you have somebody that, hey, just give them a MyPillow gift card and you're helping the cause with Mike Lindell to fight for America. But Mike called this morning, before the show today, he's called into the show the last 2 days, the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and he said, let's go back to that $29.98 price on MyPillow premium pillows. Now, this is normally a $70 pillow. It's a $70 pillow. It's under $30 right now with the promo code Scott. Lowest price ever is back on MyPillow premium pillows. I'm not making this up. Call them at 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? Let's go to Dave in Bismarck, another first-time caller on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hey, Dave, take it away.
How you doing today? I got to start out with a Rush story quickly. The first time I heard Rush was during the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. So my introduction was actually a very serious Rush. So I actually caught on to the humor side later. So it was his serious side that sucked me in at first.
Well, he was full of serious. I mean, when he opened his mouth, he was serious. Sometimes he did it with humor. Sometimes I think he is really a great lesson in how conservatives are so maligned by haters, number one. Number two, by really bad people, you know, that just are so full of, I don't know, inner disgust and angry and got all kinds of issues from whatever. And also, you know, Democrats / liberals that don't understand when you say talent on loan from God, you aren't saying you're a big deal. You're saying he's a big deal.
Right.
Right? You mean talent on loan from God recognizes where his talents come from. Same place the talents I have, if there are any, come from. Todd, Kevin, Leah,
me,
Daniel, Chris, you, Dave. Exactly. Where do we get our talent from? Man, and we all have those talents.
What NBA player? It started with an NBA player that had said that. An NBA player had said that, and then Rush, you know, dovetailed from that, he started using it. And yet, Rush got demonized for having used that. I didn't know that.
But
I share who it was.
I share your love of Rush's serious side, Dave, because there was the real profound genius. But I would also say most of that serious side and genius came from his callers, which is why we had a caller yesterday from Medicine Lake, Montana, to say, Rush is gone. It's up to us. We've got to carry what we learned from him out into the marketplace of ideas that is America today, into a country full of storm clouds. That's correct. That's what we need to do. Becca, you couldn't have said it any better. What else is on your mind today, Dave?
Well, you got Kelly Kramer on today, if I'm not mistaken.
I do not. You're talking about, well, first of all, there's a Kelly Armstrong, who's
Kelly
House Representative.
I'm still new back into hometown here.
That's okay. Kevin Kramer is the senator. We do have Kevin Kramer on. Yep. Kelly Armstrong, he's blacklisted our show. He won't come on. We're not sure why. All we know is we're supposed to apologize. We just don't know for what. But he is managing to do other shows. He went on with Todd the other day, and his staff asked before that Todd not ask about why he's not coming on What's on Your Mind. So Todd, being the good individual that he is, honored that request. But we're still not sure, so we don't know. But anyway, Senator Kevin Kramer will be here. You're right.
And talking about the oil industry, how major impact that is on North Dakota, and the shutting down of the Keystone Pipeline on day one. Yet now the Biden administration is brokering a deal for a pipeline through Afghanistan from Turkestan to Pakistan and India. That's okay, but he's going to shut us down.
I had not heard that. Doesn't surprise me, because the Biden family has some history in dealing with pipelines overseas and lining their pockets. So I guess it doesn't surprise me. I wonder if Hunter Biden is the pipeline czar of Afghanistan now.
Probably. And the Taliban are going to be getting royalties.
Can't make it up, but I will ask Senator Kramer about it next hour, okay?
You got it. And
thank you, sir.
A second for you.
Sure.
Just a side note. With all this hoopla of the National Guard in D.C., this circus of show, now we have a North Dakota National Guard unit being activated for possible deployment. That's an air defense unit. What are they needed in D.C. for?
I think to scare the living daylights of any red-blooded American to come there and actually talk some common sense to that town. They've turned it in. This is all intentional. I'm sorry. I know I sound like that guy late night on K-Fire. What's his name again, Todd? Not Art Bell, but the newer version of Art Bell?
George Norrie.
Yeah. Tell me this isn't intentional to facilitate a protest on the Capitol January 6th so you could fortify Washington, D.C. and have real people not be heard. There's no possible way this is an accident. Great points. Thank you, Dave. Chris and Hunter, you're up on What's on Your Mind. They tell me you wanted to say hi. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott and guys. I just want to say hi. Love listening to the radio show. And, Scott, I don't know if you remember, but years back, you did a live stream interview with Bristol Palin, downtown Fargo, and I was the camera operator for that. I just want to call and say hi, and love listening to you guys, and keep up the good work.
And I remember that interview. It was shortly after I lost a different radio show because of a change in ownership of the radio station I was part of. And Bill Marcille Jr. was kind enough to say, Bristol Palin's a really big deal right now. She wants to do an interview. Let's do it live on the stream. And it took off. Good memory, Chris. Hang on, if you would, because I have a little prize for that memory from a previous chapter. Hang on.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
The massive electric power outage in Texas brought on by extreme winter weather has started a blame game, with elected officials pointing the finger at renewable energy resources and green energy policies. Renewables only supply about 20% of Texas electricity. Power has been restored to nearly 2 million homes across Texas. There continues to be approximately 325,000 Texas homes without power Friday morning. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, defended taking a family vacation to Cancun, Mexico, after critics accused him of abandoning his constituents at the height of a catastrophic winter.
Whether the decision to go was tone deaf, look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad.
Mr. Cruz is a senator and not a first responder, and all issues regarding the state are being handled by the governor. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Scott Hinn, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom, live blogging at What's On Your Mind Twitter account. We're going to have to make a Parler account pretty quick. You want to switch to Parler? It's back. We might have to. I'm this weekend contemplating deplatforming from Facebook and Twitter, just FYI. That's just me. The stations will stay doing what they're doing, but I'm seriously thinking about it. I don't know how I can continue to condone all the crap they're doing. It's just ridiculous. Every time we put a video up with one of our interviews with the absolute proof, subject matter experts, okay? These people aren't kooks. They aren't crazy. They are subject matter experts. General Thomas McInerney, number three guy in the Air Force, for crying out loud. Number three, I have the former counterintelligence head of the FBI.
Yeah,
and they got
Mr. Little Wolk, 22-year-old over there checking your, in his skinny jeans, checking your facts.
And if I, what does it matter what kind of pants he's wearing? I don't understand.
Soy boys, as my buddy Leon Francis calls them.
Soy boys, meaning what they drink?
Soy lattes.
They also wear brown shoes, and then the pants, like. You see more of their sock than you do their pants. That whole thing is kind of freaks me out, too.
You know what's crazy? You put a picture of your puppy up, and it gets 400 likes, and you put anything that they don't like, or you get 4 likes.
Yeah, and I'm just
very much evident they're doing that.
And Leah tells us if we put up absolute proof, that's the name of the documentary, actually, in the wording, then they, like, flag us and call us Nazis and try and silence us and flag us and everything else. And I don't know why we continue to do that. So I'm thinking about going to Telegram. General Mike Flynn shared my interviews on Telegram. I didn't hear a Telegram. I thought, well, when's Western Union going to show up? I didn't know what that meant until this week, and evidently that's kind of a big deal these days. So maybe I'm going to go Parler and Telegram. I'll see if I have the guts over the weekend. I'll let you know on Monday. I know this. Everything will be better with a couple of Sloppy Joes and chips. And PetroServe USA today has Sloppy Joes and chips on special at their Harwood location. Meatballs kind of make things better, too, and they're in Yulin today. The taco grinder that is so good, 12th Avenue North, that place is the place to have lunch. I mean, you're in and out. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Taco grinder, 12th Avenue North and I-29. Same with Valley City, pulled pork with gravy, because you can't have pulled pork without gravy, right? And chicken fettuccine. And what else we got? Chicken tenders on West Main Avenue. Plus, at any PetroServe USA location today, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is only $5.99. Don't forget to stock up on the karma rolls for the weekend or the chicken. That'd be a great Saturday meal, and you can have, leftovers and, oh, my gosh, Mandan. Great chicken. Great chicken. They had a lot of their PetroServe USA locations. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Len Helms is here from the Department of Mineral Resources. I'm going to chat with him in a moment. I just want to finish with Chris and Hunter. So Chris and Hunter called in, and we're going to give Chris, as a first-time caller, Your choice of beach towel from MyPillow. It's, after all, beach weather this weekend. We're going to hit the 30s on Sunday. That, to me, is beach weather. It's a 50-60-degree swing from what we've had. So I'm thinking the beach towel or the pillow is your choice, Chris. But Chris was telling me about a time we met long ago when I did an interview with Bristol Palin. Bristol Palin was coming to Fargo for a pro-life event, and she was in the middle of a little squabble with her boyfriend at the time. And I had to have kind of an uncomfortable conversation with her about, you know, how you decide to have the kind of relationship that leads to a baby when you're not married, and whether she'd do that or not again. And I did it at the Forum newspaper in downtown Fargo, where, you know, maybe that kind of topic doesn't come up a whole lot. Chris, did you think I was a little wackadoodle when I was doing that interview? I know some people kind of looked at me funny down there. What did you think when I was doing that interview with Bristol Palin?
Oh, yeah, I thought the interview was great. I actually still have a copy of it at home, and Bristol was great to work with. She was very professional, and she was in town for a great cause. So, and we reached a lot of people, and her event that night at the Holiday Inn was also really good, too. She spoke at that event.
That's how you change lives. That's how you change lives. And Bristol Palin was a single mom, in case you don't remember. She was the daughter of Sarah Palin and Todd Palin. Sarah, of course, the vice presidential candidate for John McCain and a conservative rock star. I haven't talked to Sarah for ages. I know they've split, her and Todd, which is sad. I'd love to catch up with her. But I remember that conversation very well. And here was a single mom going through a very tough time, split with the father of the baby after the baby was born. He went a little goofy. But she wouldn't have done anything different but have that baby. And, you know, unplanned pregnancies happen. They happen. We know how they happen. We know how to prevent them. Very easy. Has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. It's just science and a biological thing you avoid. But they happen, and when they do happen, the right choice is always life and that baby. Whether that's adoption, whether that's finding out help from mom and dad, whatever, you know. So dang precious. And that lesson was learned by me very early on in my life when I had a high school buddy whose sister got pregnant, and they took her to the hospital to get an abortion, and the family had this, like, last-minute awakening that we can't do this. And then Jesse, the little boy, I got to know as a high schooler, and I always connected those two dots. And Jesse went on to serve this country in the war in Iraq. So maybe we have less of a chance of winning a war if more people choose abortion rather than life. So I was just curious sort of how that went over in the Forum newsroom there, Chris, but I'm glad to hear that at least you even continue to this day be moved by that interview. So thanks for calling today, and glad to give you a first-time caller prize, okay?
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Other calls waiting, and any of you, if you have a question for our next guest, he's a great resource. Lynn Helms, the director of the Mineral Resources for the state of North Dakota. We have $60 oil right now, yet I think Lynn's going to tell me we have a lot less rigs than we did the last time there was $60 oil, and usually $60 oil means a whole lot of activity, a whole lot of capital being invested. I don't believe it's happening right now, and I think that's because of all the uncertainty we've been left with from the Biden administration in the early days of this administration. Lynn, welcome back. Nice to have you. How you doing? I don't hear Lynn, Daniel, if Lynn is there.
Yep.
Lynn, can you hear me now?
Hear me?
I can. How are you, Lynn?
I'm well. Thank you.
Glad to have you back on the program. Thanks for the time today. Am I wrong that $60 oil would normally prompt a lot more permits, capital being invested, rigs, and everything else?
No, you're spot on, Scott. $60 oil should mean 45 or 50 drilling rigs in North Dakota, and we're stuck at 15. Our biggest problem is the federal government and the uncertainty that it has created. And so we're just trying to plow through this and keep putting one foot in front of the other. I hope you keep up the good work. It's really hard for conservative capitalism to have a voice these days.
Well, we're doing our part in that front, but the real work is by people who actually pull money out of their pocket and say, I want to invest in this. And they don't do that, understandably, when there's this level of uncertainty. And just so we can quantify this, Lynn, help me understand. 45 to 50 rigs is what it should be at. Those rigs are drilling holes and fracking. And one of those spills over to the economy a ridiculous amount of time. So those 45 to 50 rigs drill about how many wells in a given year?
So those 45 to 50 rigs, Scott, would put out 100 new wells a month, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 new wells every single year. Every one of those wells generates 2 to 2.5 jobs that are going to be on the landscape for decades. Every one of those drilling rigs generates 100 full-time jobs, and every one of those frac crews, another 100 full-time jobs. So we're down easily 4,000 to 5,000 jobs from where we ought to be right today. And over the next year, this is going to cost us over 2,000, between 2,000 and 3,000 long-term full-time jobs for good, solid North Dakota citizens. And it's all about federal policy. The uncertainty surrounding DAPL is really the biggest wet towel that we have on activity. But on top of that, the Bureau of Land Management, Department of Interior, has come out and said no leases. They canceled their March lease sale. No new permits unless you route them through Washington, D.C. I'm sure that'll expedite them. And we're re-upping our venting and flaring rule. That's back into the court system. And the EPA methane rule is back into the court system. So the uncertainty just keeps piling up and piling up. We heard we had a hearing 2 days ago where two operators came in and presented the plans to drill 14 wells over there near Newtown, North Dakota. But they have to wait on federal permits that have to go through the Washington, D.C. office. No permits can be approved by the Montana-Dakota office like they have been for 70 years.
Let's be clear about what that means, because we've seen this movie. We've seen this movie before, and it's taken a great deal of relationship building to get those offices, the Montana Dakota offices, in a position where they get it, and there's at least some efficiency there, at least as much efficiency as you can get out of any government. But sending it to Washington D.C. for a decision is effectively saying we're not going to do it, isn't it, Lynn?
Absolutely, Scott. I cannot even believe that. Saying that, well, send your permit to Washington, D.C., and we'll process it here, is in any type of real world, that permit is going to get approved in real time. And these 14 wells were planned to be drilled in June, August timeframe this year. So, you know, just add that, you know, those 14 wells, you're talking 2,000 jobs to drill them and frack them, and long-term, 30 jobs that would be on the landscape for 20 or 30 years. So it's just already beginning to have a serious impact on North Dakota's economy, our workforce, and our ability to move forward.
Yeah, and I hope this is an awakening. I don't care if you're a, you know, a restaurant owner, a hotel owner, anything. This impact is huge. If you want water projects built, if you want flood protection built, if you want roads built and schools not to close, but rather to open and expand, this is your fight, folks. This is your fight. This is a reason you should be in Washington. This is a reason you should be talking to every member of Congress and writing letters and saying, wait a minute, stop. These executive orders, this change in how we go about permitting, this is designed as a gut punch to the North Dakota economy. That's what it is. It is a direct attack on the economy of North Dakota and everything we care about. Over 50% of the taxes paid in the state are oil and gas industry related. Think about that. Wrap your mind around that. You know, what's going to go away? What will this look like after 2 years, even 4 years? I mean, it is a really wake-up call. Lynn, if you'd hang on, we'll talk some more on the other side of the break about this. Folks,
let's do that.
It's that serious. It is that serious. More with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. After the break, we'll continue. Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. All-new show starts tomorrow at 7 a.m. America's Land Auctioneers on all of these radio stations, with the exception, I guess, of KLTC in the Dickinson, but K-Fire, KTGO, WDAY, and AM 1100. The Flag will have it tomorrow. Find out more about the good work they do on land auctions. A lot of them lined up. Equipment auctions, too. Pipers.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmoth, Animoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Top of the hour, what's on your mind? It's summertime outside, and this weekend is going to be sunny and 80, is it? Okay, maybe 30.
I feel like it.
It's going to feel like sunny and 80. Just having the sun today is fantastic. I wore a short sleeve shirt, my favorite summer shirt I have on today. I'm so darn excited. Lynn Helms is here from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We have a full bank of calls, which we're getting ready for Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. But Daniel, if any of these folks, Dustin in Devil's Lake, John and Annetta, Jim and Mandan, Chris and Karnak have a question for Lynn Helms. Let me know, and we'll get them in before the end of this segment as well. Lynn, we talked a lot about the bad news. I know there is some good news in this, and looking at December numbers, tell us.
Right. So December numbers, production held up at 1.2 million barrels a day. Gas production was, natural gas was actually up 3%. But we had 94% capture of that natural gas. So we have got this flaring monster well under control. And that's all because capital investment was made. That's not because of regulation. Now, regulation, you know, helped force that capital investment, but close to $20 billion has been invested in gas capture. What we want to do is keep moving forward, Scott. We've got some really good legislation moving forward in the legislature that's going to hopefully lead us to using our ethane and ultimately to a petrochemical industry here in North Dakota. And so we're excited about that possibility. We're also strong supporters of that Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. We've got to figure out a way to reduce our carbon footprint and produce our oil in a way that makes the ESG movement more happy. So some great things happening in the legislature as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're already doing everything they want in the ESG movement, so why not just tout it, right? I mean, now, whether or not they really want it is another thing, but they claim that's what they want. So when you are able at the Blue Flint plant, ironically an ethanol plant that is helping to solve the CO2 issue, right? They're ahead of the game. They did it first with private money, and they got a little money from the Industrial Commission, and that's ahead of the game right now. I mean, that's exactly what the ESG folks, they hate CO2. Well, we can store it. Right now, we can store it. We're on that track to do it. Project Tundra and others, but play the game. I agree with you. We'll find out. We'll call them out of the shadows and find out if they really want what they say they want, because if they do, North Dakota can do it. Here's a call off air, our first off air caller for Len Helms today here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Please ask Mr. Helms exactly how many barrels of Bakken crude would be going on the currently stopped XL pipeline, and where would it go into the pipeline at? Thank you.
What great question. And, Scott, the answer is there's 100,000 barrel a day on-ramp planned in Baker, Montana for Bakken crude oil. And so the XL pipeline would have taken that into Patoka, Illinois, and down to the Gulf Coast for export. So when you look at that, you know, you're talking 8 or 9% of North Dakota's production had an on-ramp right over there in Baker, Montana, to get on that pipeline and get to the Gulf Coast to feed those refineries and also to be available for export to our friends in Europe and around the world. It is a devastating blow, and it creates so much uncertainty around the DAPL pipeline, which is 570,000 barrels a day of Bakken crude.
And by the way, that pipeline is right now in some measure of peril because of legal action funded by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. You know, they're handing a $10 million, a $10 million check by Earth Justice to be able to put their name on these lawsuits. So, again, talk about do something. I would hope the good people of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe would say enough already. I don't want the price of gas to double and triple, and that's what's going to happen. North Dakota's oil and gas resources would be, can you even quantify? I get the on-ramp brought some Bakken crude down, but that's really small ball compared to DAPL and the difference that would make in the industry in the way of export capacity, wouldn't it, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. And so we were asked by the legislature to put a price tag on a DAPL shutdown. And just for the state revenues alone, you're talking $500,000 a day in lost revenue to the state. Multiply that times 10, and that's the cost to the North Dakota economy. So we're talking $5 million a day cost to the North Dakota economy if DAPL shuts down. It is the elephant in the room, and we should not stop talking about it. It's so critical that
another
engineers leaves that thing operating.
Yeah, and that's why I say the onus right now is on Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Chairman Mike Faith, are you going to continue to let this happen, or is it time for an off-ramp for you? Len, this is a text for Len. Len, both ExxonMobil and Shell have signed joint ventures with Rosneft in Russia to start fracking for oil and gas in that unregulated country. My question is, why would they mess with the Bakken when that shale basin is 80% larger?
Yeah, that's a great question. And of course, what you're seeing is U.S. federal policy push capital investment to foreign basins where they can frack, drill and frack for shale without the overhanded, the massive regulation and the uncertainty that they have to go through in this country. So there you have it. They would much rather invest their money here where we do it cleaner than anywhere else in the world, but the federal policies are pushing their capital overseas. And so they're willing to take the political risk.
There's another storm cloud. Yeah.
Under the heavy hand of regulation.
Incredible. Got to run, Lynn. Thanks so much for the great info. Kevin Cramer next.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.